Jesus. 40th anniversary prophetic feast, possessing your promised land. And we're talking about possessing our full span of life. Life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Once again, turn with me to the 91st for our golden text. We begin reading with the 14th verse. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Somebody should praise the Lord. With long life. Long life. And then, in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 3rd verse, the Lord said, who said it? Who said it? The Lord said. Praise God. My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. His days shall be 120 years. Now turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 25th verse, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he, your angel, shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. The number of your days I will fulfill. Now, always remember this. In the Bible, the first mention of a thing always carries that same authority and that same statement throughout the rest of the word. So in the very beginning, in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 3rd verse, the days of man shall be 120 years. So, when he says, I will see to it that the length of your days is fulfilled, he's talking about 120 years. Because he's already said that's your lifespan. He's already said that. So once he's already said it, then it is in his covenant forever. Always bear in mind that the written word is covenant words. These are God's statements, God's promises, God's will. What he has said in his covenant word is his will. So, now let's stop and think a moment. We know, as you flow from the book of Genesis, Exodus, then you come to the book of Leviticus, and he begins to talk about certain foods. Right? Now, why then would God bring up those foods and say, eat this, but don't eat that. Do this, but don't do that. That's based on your living 120 years. It's so simple. It is so simple. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And as I said yesterday evening, it doesn't matter what any man says about long life. It's what God says about long life that counts. And God said that. And He is continuing today to say the same thing. If you check with medical science, there is a general consensus in the scientific and the medical community that the human body should live 120 years. They just can't figure out how to get it to do it. Well, it is our design and our goal to live at the age of that 120 years in order to bring glory to God, in order to point to Him. I'm going to live this not to point to me. I'm committed and covenanted with God to carry out the length of my days in order to draw attention to the mighty Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is His keeping power. It is His covenant. It is His word. Now, why do we call the Bible God's word? Think about it. When you think of a man like Bishop David Oyedepo, you know, and I know, from many years of contact with this man, he is a man of integrity. He is a man of integrity. He is a man that if he says yes, then it's yes. If he says no, then it is no. You can depend on His word. You can depend on His word. This is God's bond. This is God's word. It is God's word to you. It is backed in blood. It is good. God is absolute honest. He is good for His word. Give Him a praise this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, once again, I remind you, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30. And let's look at this marvelous writing. This is God speaking. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life, life, life. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. The blessing goes with the life. The cursing comes with the death. The blessing is the life. Jesus is the great blessing of the church. Hallelujah. The blessing of the whole world. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. He is life. He is our life. He said, the devil comes but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Have it to the full until it overflows. Hallelujah. Good, overflowing life. Praise God forevermore. Oh, praise God forevermore. Blessed, overflowing life. A life worth living all the way through old age until death. I like to say it like this. All the way through old age to departure. You're a born again child of God. You've done all the dying you're ever going to do. Did you hear what I said? You've done all the dying you're ever going to do. Glory to God. You died the day you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you died to sin, you died to sickness, and you were made alive to life. And when you comes time, you don't die, you just depart. You just depart. And then they're going to get a large box, and they're going to put you in the box. No. No. You won't be there. You'll be with Christ Jesus. Nothing but your old 120-year-old body will be in that box. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Yes! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, don't you love Him this morning? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Choose life, that you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord thy God, that you may obey His voice, that you may cleave unto Him, for He is thy life. Jesus is your life. Jesus is my life. He is your life. And the length of your days, that thou mayest dwell in the land. Now, when He says the length of your days, He's referring to Genesis 6:3. Yes, that's what He's talking about. The length of your days is 120 years. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That you may dwell in the land. Now listen, which the Lord swore. That's a covenant statement. The Lord swore a blood-backed oath unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. Glory to God. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, let's go. We'll read a few verses here that we talked about last night. Matthew 12:37. About our words. Matthew 12. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Glory to God. Words. Words. Spoken words are the most powerful thing on the earth. Words give life. Words bring death. The power of death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. So to choose life, you have to choose life words. What are life words? Life words are faith-filled words. You can fill your words with fear, and you draw that death. You draw those things to yourself. Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the flu. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid it's going to kill me. Oh, glory to God. I'll glorify God, but I'm so afraid. I'm just worried. I'm just worried sick. I'm worried to death. I'm just scared to death. I'm afraid to go. I'm afraid not to go. Oh, woe is me. No! Turn it around. Glory to God, I have no fear of sickness and disease because of the blood of the Lamb. I have no fear of lack. I have no fear of poverty. Poverty is under the curse. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law by Christ Jesus Himself, that the blessing of Abraham might come on me, that the blessing of Abraham might come on my family. I'm the offering of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. What belongs to God belongs to me, and what belongs to me belongs to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise and thank you, sir. We praise and worship you. Now then, let's review once again the 103rd Psalm. And then I want to go to the 145th Psalm, if you want to go ahead and look that up. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. You have benefits. You have benefits. Forgives all thine iniquities, healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Thy youth is renewed, glory to God, like the eagles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now then, let's go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Give the Lord a praise. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. What a wonderful chapter. I wish we had time to go verse by verse and study the whole thing. The fifth verse. You are all the children of light, the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But let us who are of the day be sober. Listen. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Now this is the way you live it. This is the way you receive your healing and you stay healed. This is the way you live in divine health. You just don't get sick in the first place. And you live out. I mean, somebody asked in our ministry, she said, well, Brother Copeland, if I don't ever get sick, how am I ever going to die? Well, now bless her heart, she was concerned about this. The Jews let out very capably 900 different ways to die. The 901st way to die in the Jewish culture is called the kiss of God. When you're in good health, you're 120 years old, glory to God, and God just says, come on home, baby. Oh, just come on home, baby. Just come on home, little child. Hallelujah. And you just say, glory to God. And this old body just falls and you're gone. Hey, you're just out of here. Glory. I believe the Lord's coming in our lifetime. And won't that be wonderful? You're just standing there one day and that horn blows. Bah! Goodbye, world. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Now then, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we're awake or asleep, we should live together with Him. You're living with Him right now. Whether you're asleep, whether you're awake, I mean, all the time, 24 hours a day, we live with Him because He's living in us. We walk with Him. He walks in us. He said, I'll live in you. I'll walk in you. I will be your God and you will be my people. Glory to God. Life Himself is living within us. Now then, let's look Turn now over. Now this is it. Verse 15. See that none render evil for evil to any man. Never, ever retaliate. You respond to God instead of reacting to the devil in people. No. Never do that. Never, ever do that. But ever follow that which is good. Why? Because God is good. God is good to you. God is good to all, the 145th Psalm says. Both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Rather than grieve, I count it all joy when I fall into different tests and trials. All glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. The devil said what? The devil said what? Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Yes. I said yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray without ceasing. How do you do that? Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, Bishop, I want to thank you, sir. Morikato, laskarabatafleti no stoklopofri tehe, ta hanamakanama, pukle poste se. Hallelujah. Na magrepistolopoda, grebananotoni, maklateso solokapa. You can do this standing in the marketplace. You're just walking along. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate that. Ha 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 ha. Rejoicing evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. No, I'm not giving thanks for the trial and the test. God's not the one trying and testing me. I'm not giving thanks for that. I'm giving thanks for the victory that overcomes the trial and the test. And I give thanks. Glory to God, I give thanks. I give thanks. Just recently, just a few days ago, the devil attacked our family with a fierce attack. But I rejoice and give thanks, hallelujah, to God Almighty that my great-grandson lives today. He's alive, glory to God. He's alive today, glory to God. And just since we've been here, the devil attacked him. He fell into the small pool at the back of my daughter's house. And when they found him, they didn't know how long he'd been under the water. And they went to work on him, glory to God, and we began to pray in the Spirit and give thanks. We began to pray in the Spirit and give thanks. And suddenly they got a pulse. Hallelujah. And then they rushed him to the hospital. And right today, little Clark David Mayer is lying there in that bed. He's alive. He's still out of it. He's still unconscious. He's just lying there letting the power of Jesus heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Glory to God. But he's alive and his heartbeat is strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I give thanks. I give thanks in the testings and in the trials. Quench not the Spirit. How do you quench the Spirit? When someone begins to speak by the Spirit of God, don't just automatically begin to judge what that person says. Do you remember Jesus was standing there preaching and he said, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." And they thought, "This man blasphemes." But the Bible said the power of God was in the room to heal them all. But they didn't get anything. Why? They quenched the Spirit where they were concerned. Do you get that? Do you see that? They quenched the Spirit. They grieved the Spirit of God because He was there to heal them as well as this one man that came through the roof. Don't quench the Spirit by being judgmental. "Well, Lord, I didn't mean to judge them." Listen, the Scripture says, judge yourself. Not condemn yourself. Judge yourself and you'll not be judged. Judge yourself. It's condemnation. "Oh, I'm just such a bad person." No, no, hush that. You're not a bad person. You are in the likeness of God. You've made mistakes, yes. Well, so repent and believe that part of your covenant. That when you repent, He is faithful and just to forgive you that sin and cleanse you completely of that unrighteousness. Glory to God. And so you just begin to prove all things. Despise not prophesyings. Hold fast to that which is good. Hold fast to the good. Hold fast to the good. Hold fast to the good. "Well, did you hear what old sister so-and-so did?" "No, and I don't want to hear it, so shut up." I don't want to hear that. I want to hold fast to the good. I want to hold fast to the good. Amen. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that. "Well, why, Brother Copeland? She's my sister. I don't want to hear bad things on my family." You're my family. You're my family. You are part of the body of Christ. And I refuse to say anything about His head, and therefore I refuse to say anything bad about His body. I won't do it. No, no. Nope, not going to do that. We're talking about staying healed. Abstain. That means don't do it. That means resist it. From all appearance of evil. If it even looks like, abstain. No, I'm not going to do that. I just smile and say, "God bless you. God loves you and I love you. And Jesus is Lord. God loves you and I love you. And Jesus is Lord." You give praise and honor. Amen? Are you still with me now? And. I said, and. The very God of peace. Let's talk about peace. The chastisement of our peace was on Him. Isaiah 53. You remember that? Peace. A very close friend of ours, under God's orders, went to Jerusalem and entered Hebrew language school. And since in Israel, the greeting there is shalom. Shalom. peace. Shalom. It's also translated prosperity. It's also translated tranquility. Shalom in your life. Peace. Living a life of shalom. Do you notice how many times the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, how many times these men said, grace be to you and peace from God? That grace is to the Gentile Christian, and that peace, that shalom, is to the Jew. Hallelujah. Well, we are grafted in Jews. We are adopted Jews, and peace is for us. Jesus said, my shalom I give you. My joy I give you. My peace. My shalom. And they told her in school, they said, that the best way to describe this word, peace, prosperity, longevity, tranquility. Listen now. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. You have sickness in your body, it's broken. That's against the will of God. That your body being sick, pray, the healing power of God's right here, right now. If you need healing, just take it. It belongs to you. So just receive it. Hallelujah. Why? It's part of your peace. It's part of the eternal covenant of God. Jesus came to bring peace to His people. Peace to His own body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Peace forevermore. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Stay away from things. Stay away from pornography. Don't be putting your eyes on things like that. Stay away from it. I mean, it's an addiction. It is a killer. Stay away from it. Glory to God. You carry the joy and the smile of shalom on your face everywhere you go. Glory to God. Now, when we do that, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y. Whole. Being made whole. Being made complete. Being made whole. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, your whole soul, your whole body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen now. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. He will do it. He will do it. I said He will do it. He will do it. He will see to it that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in your spirit. Nothing missing, nothing broken in your mind, your will, and your emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken in this body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you live out your days on this earth. Well, Brother Copeland, I believe the Bible says there's appointed unto every man a time to die. Well, you can believe that if you want to, but it's a lie. Well, doesn't the Bible say that? No, it does not. You're trying to quote a verse from the book of Hebrews, which says there's appointed unto every man once to die. Not a time to die. He's already given us the time to die. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that time is when you reach that point. And when I reach December the 6th, 2056, glory to God, I will be standing. I've already seen it in the Spirit. I will be standing on a platform with Gloria by my side, and there will be a great crowd there, and I will be preaching the same message that faith worked. Glory to God. I'll be preaching Mark 11, 23, 24, and 25. Glory to God, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And therefore, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your heavenly Father may forgive you your trespasses. I will be preaching that message, and Jesus will come and he'll say, all right, children, come on. It's time, we're going home. For by his grace and by his word and by his spirit, glory to God, I will have the distinct privilege of having finished my time, glory to God. Having finished my time on this earth, having finished my job, I am done. I am out of here, glory to God. God bless you this morning, and may this conference be the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life.